So I learned an important lesson just now. I learned that before recording your Audiomo, which by the way, this is Audiomo day number 14, before doing that, it's probably not a good idea to listen to other people's stuff, because that can give you a serious case of Audioboo envy. By that I mean you hear people, other people with the fancy binaural microphones and the background music and little bumpers at the beginning of their things, and it's just, and here I am with the microphone that comes with the Apple EarPods, and me just rambling on. So, probably not a good idea to listen to other people's audiobooks first, because then you kind of feel a little bit inadequate, or at least I do. I actually need to check out the one audiobook I was listening to was from, I don't know her name. I think it's, actually I'm not positive on her name, but her audiobook name is Dreamy Lyrics. I think her name is Johanna, and she uses, she was using the Boss Jock Studio app. I need to check that out. I know a lot of people make podcasts with it, and I really need to check it out, because I've heard some really good things about it, and everything like that. I guess people have, like, the binaural microphones, and it's all in stereo, and it sounds awesome and everything. But yeah, I need to maybe look into some of that kind of stuff. But, nevertheless, here I am, yammering on with the EarPods microphone. And, one thing I wanted to talk about today was, Babylon 5, of all things. I don't actually watch a lot of television. It does seem like I talk about TV a lot, but I don't really watch that much TV. But I discovered a podcast recently, and I've mentioned before the Mission Log podcast, where they go through every episode of Star Trek. And I found another one today called The Audio Guide to Babylon 5, which I think is sort of a takeoff on The Lurker's Guide to Babylon 5, which was like the definitive Babylon 5 website. And anyway, Babylon 5 is a show that I really need to look into again, because I watched it in the late 90s, and then I watched it, I think, about 10 years ago, when Holly and I watched it, and she was getting introduced to it, and I haven't really seen it since then. And it's definitely a show I'd like to revisit, because it was such a great show. And it's not, it seems like it's kind of forgotten. Like, when people talk about the, like, science fiction shows of the 1990s, the two things you hear about are all the Star Trek shows and the X-Files. And I think Babylon 5 has largely been forgotten, and I think that's unfortunate, because it was really a great show. And one of the thing about it was the writer of it had designed it as a novel for television. He'd made up a 5-season-long story arc, and things that happen in the first episode that you think are kind of trivial, you know, they get mentioned, or they become important, you know, years later. So there's a lot there. A lot of shows now, I think, are kind of doing that. I think Lost did something like that. I don't know. I've never really got into Lost, but but Babylon 5 was, I think, the first, and it's a show I need to check out again, and I think that I probably will soon. It's actually a show I've been meaning to buy for years. I know when the DVDs came out, they were kind of expensive, so I never got them, and I thought, well, next time I want to watch the series, maybe I'll pick them up. And it looks like they're pretty affordable now. Amazon, at least in Canada, has them for $14.95 each per season. So I may have to get them. I think you can also buy them on iTunes. And in the States, I think you can get them on Amazon Video. I don't think we have Amazon Video in Canada. But I expect they probably would be more expensive than the $14 a season that they are on DVD. And plus with DVDs, you get like the commentaries and stuff. But it's a series I definitely recommend checking out. Yeah, I think that's everything that I wanted to talk about today. And I will be back with more tomorrow.